Hello, this is I Miss Christendom. My name is Steve, and this is my YouTube channel. As you can see, we are doing things differently for this video. You can see me. And things are changing at I Miss Christendom, which I will explain in a future video. But for now, we have an off-topic video. My wife and I are celebrating our 25th anniversary this year, and we went on a cruise over the weekend. I uploaded my last video before we boarded the cruise ship. So I have been gone for a while and didn't have access to what I normally would need to make a video for this week. Not that I would have otherwise. So what I decided to do was take some videos, share our cruise experience with you, give a little review, tell you my thoughts. After all, I did save up all of my YouTube ad revenue for 2 years to pay for this, so you're kind of involved. Did we have a good time? Did we have a bad time? Would we go on a cruise again? And more importantly, would we cruise this cruise line again? Look, guys, it was either this or I didn't upload a video this week. Now, if you are not a normal viewer of this channel, perhaps you ran across this video because you're wanting cruise information or looking into taking this particular cruise itinerary. Maybe you're looking at going on this particular ship. Hopefully this video will give you the information you want, but just realize that this is not the normal content of this channel. This is not a cruise or travel channel. This is a Roman Catholic channel, specifically a traditional Roman Catholic channel. Now, if you are a Catholic, I suggest you subscribe. Even if you're not interested in your faith, then hopefully my videos will rekindle your faith. If you are interested in becoming Catholic, then definitely subscribe. If you are becoming Catholic right now and you're wanting to know why your RCIA director says things like, well, the church really needs to change its stance on insert grave sin, or why are they bringing in guitars and singing Kumbaya? Where's all the statues? What's up with the stick figures and watercolors? Why does this Catholic church look like my Protestant church? Where's the majesty? Where's the beauty? Well, my friend, you have come to the right place. Subscribe to my channel and prepare to be red-pilled. And if you think the Catholic Church is the whore of Babylon, just know that you've been lied to about a great many things. Go ahead and subscribe, but keep your comments short, on topic, and respectful, and realize that you don't know what you don't know. If you don't know anything about Catholicism, nor want to know anything about Catholicism, you should. Because Christ established the Catholic Church for the salvation of souls, and outside of the church, there is no salvation. Now, does that mean you absolutely have to be Catholic to be saved? Not necessarily. How is that possible, Steve? Well, subscribe, watch some of my videos, and find out. Okay, on to our fabulous 3-day cruise to the Bahamas, visiting Coco Cay and Nassau aboard the Celebrity Reflection. Yes, that's right, boys and girls. We had a fantastic time. The service aboard the Reflection was amazing. The food was exquisite, and Coco Cay was... I don't have the words. Nassau was beautiful, but there's a reason I like Coco Cay better than Nassau, which I'll get into in a minute. Now, my wife and I decided to take a cruise to the Bahamas for our anniversary, but our anniversary is in September, which is hurricane season, so we decided to do it now. And we decided that we were going to take our cruise on either Norwegian or Royal Caribbean. In fact, we almost had a cruise booked through Norwegian. We had everything filled out on the website to the point where I was about to press send, which would have booked it completely, paid for it and everything, when the wife said, let's see what Royal Caribbean has to offer. And the exact same cruise through Royal Caribbean, and I'll explain what that means in just a minute, was about $400 more for a porthole room than what we paid for in Aqua Class aboard the Celebrity Reflection, which included a balcony. In the course of all this, I came across this cruise on the Celebrity Reflection, but I'd never heard of Celebrity Cruise Line before. I did a little research, and as it turned out, they had a better rating than even Royal Caribbean or Norwegian. It is more upscale, more for adults. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot for kids to do aboard the Reflection like there would be with other cruise lines. To me, it felt like a country club on the sea. They had a casino, a bar every 50 feet, it seemed like, and several drink carts filled with beer, wine, water, and soda. The food was great. You could live off the buffet and be happy. It had all kinds of food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, a pizza court that stayed open till 1 o'clock a.m., and an ice cream bar open late as well. They had several restaurants, plus the Mast Bar and Grill with a burger assembly line that was really good. We ate at the Blue Restaurant, which is exclusive for Aqua Class, where I had the best New York strip I think I've ever had. There are all kinds of shops aboard the Reflection where you can buy expensive watches, diamond rings, and even art. Now, that's not me, but I know that's important to some people. There's also a theater where we saw a really good magician named Ryan Joyce, as well as a talented dance and singing group called Broken Strings. In the middle of the ship, there's a foyer that runs up and down the ship, top to bottom. At the bottom, they had live music, karaoke, a silent disco where everyone puts on headphones, and one night they had a group called Mask, that's spelled M-A-S-Q-U-E, who were very entertaining. There's a country club type lawn area with a putting green. The ship also has a workout area, a sauna, a spa, and a cold room, which are free to Aqua Class, but we never took advantage of that. On the ship, there is an outside pool area with hot tubs and live music, and an indoor pool area that's adults only. There are some things for kids to do, but not like you would find on, say, Royal Caribbean. Now, remember, I said that Royal Caribbean had the exact same cruise. Well, that's because they did. The Freedom of the Seas followed us the entire time, and that's because Royal Caribbean owns Celebrity Cruise Line. And this also explains why I liked Coco Cay better than Nassau. Coco Cay is Royal Caribbean's private island, and Celebrity just started sailing there. Folks, Coco Cay is amazing. They have balloon rides, snorkeling, scuba diving. Now, a lot of this stuff costs money. In fact, there's an adults-only beach, which costs about $50. But you can go to South Beach like we did, which has a swim-up bar. You can go to Chill Island like we did, and other beaches, pools, and water parks for free with chairs and umbrellas provided. But you can pay extra money for beds on the beach and a veranda on the water. Now, there are a couple of swim-up bars that are free if you have at least the classic drink package, because your food and drink package on the ship extends to the island, so all the restaurants and bars are included. They even had a buffet set up with a taco bar, burgers, hot dogs, french fries, and of course, soft-served ice cream. So you can go to the beach all day with a chair and umbrella provided, as well as food and drinks, and not pay a dime. Just don't use the Bud Light self-serve tap. It's the only thing that I was charged for. Why would I do that when I can go to one of the bars on the island and get it for free? Which brings me to Nassau. While there were two ships at Coco Cay, us and the Freedom of the Seas, all the cruise lines go to Nassau. Along with us, there were two Carnival ships, two Royal Caribbean ships, and an MSC ship. I don't know why I thought it was so cool that all these other cruise ships were around us, but I did. Nassau is stunning. And by the way, the water really is that blue and green throughout the Caribbean. That's not the camera talking. Even in the middle of the sea, it's that blue. But nothing's free in Nassau. And it really seems that you need to pay money for some kind of an excursion or stay on the ship. And some people do that because it's a short cruise and you don't get a ship day. And that's across the board. That's all cruise lines. And there are some really cool excursions that you can do while you're in Nassau. Some are expensive, like going to Atlantis and swimming with the dolphins, but some aren't, like going to Pearl Island or Blue Lagoon Island or taking a harbor cruise, which is what we did. We learned that many stars own houses in Nassau, like Mick Jagger, Nicolas Cage, Chuck Norris, and Jay-Z and Beyonce. And our tour guide was a real character. But if you go outside of the gate, you're going to get hounded to buy something. And if you go a little further in, one block over, you might get offered some weed. Like I was. So just be warned. Now, let's talk about the food and drink packages. It seems that the buffet, the Mast Grill, and main dining are included with the cruise, as well as water, tea, and juices found in the buffet area. You can upgrade and go to several upscale restaurants on the ship if you'd like, and you can upgrade your drink package. There's a non-alcohol drink package, which includes soda and other non-alcoholic drinks, or you can upgrade to the classic drink package, which includes everything the non-alcohol package has, plus lower-grade beers, wines, and spirits. Or you can get the premium package, which includes everything the classic package has, plus premium beers, wine, and spirits. And by the way, if one person in the cabin gets a drink package, everyone in the cabin has to get the drink package. We got the classic drink package, which is the middle one, because I like to drink beer on weekends and when I'm on vacation, but I'm still at college beer, Budweiser, Coors Light, those type of things. And the classic drink package had all those beers, plus Corona, Dos Equis, Heineken, beers that I consider to be upscale. And my wife's pina coladas, the few she drank, were covered on the classic package. They just used lower line rum, which was Bacardi, which I don't consider to be cheap rum. For us, the classic drink package was the way to go, and we could have probably saved money if we didn't even get a drink package and just paid for the drinks as we went along. If we were to add up the money we would have spent versus what we paid for the package, we probably wouldn't have spent as much. But I didn't want to have to worry about that. I wanted to just have the all-included experience, which includes all gratuities. But we did tip our room attendant a little extra because he did such a great job. I mean, these guys clean the rooms two or three times a day. Now, if you're interested, another way to save money on a cruise other than not getting a drink package is to get a cheaper room. The conventional wisdom says to get an interior room because you're not going to be in the room enough, especially on a short cruise, to justify a balcony or a porthole room. And I kind of agree with that when it comes to the porthole rooms. It's not that much more, and sometimes even less, to just get a balcony. And if you're in your 20s or 30s, or you have kids with you and need to save money, or you want to spend it on other things like excursions, an interior room would be fine. But our kids are grown. It's just me and the wife. We weren't interested in going on excursions or anything like that, just relaxing. And for us, the balcony really was the best choice. And I loved it. I loved drinking my coffee in the morning on the balcony, or drinking a beer, or just enjoying the view. And by the way, there were a few groups of college-age kids on the cruise and younger couples with children. In fact, there were all ages. It wasn't just people my age and older, which Celebrity is known for, the more seasoned crowd. Now let's talk about your Sea Pass. When you go on a cruise, you'll get a Sea Pass. It's your room key. It looks like a hotel room key and it serves the same purpose, but it is so much more than that. It's how you get your drinks, it's how you get your food, and it's how you get on and off the boat. So it is your lifeline and you don't want to lose it. Now, me and the wife did not use a travel agent and everything turned out fine. But there were a few questions that we had which were a little difficult to find the answers for, and using a travel agent could have made it a little bit more smooth. So I'm not saying that we wouldn't use a travel agent or that you shouldn't. I'm just saying we didn't. But you might want to consider using one. In the end, I am so glad that we chose this cruise on the Celebrity Reflection. Now, that's not to say that I have something against Royal Caribbean or Norwegian, or that I would not sail with those cruise lines. I want to sail with them. I want to sail with all the cruise lines. In fact, our next cruise will most likely be with Royal Caribbean. Well, that was our cruise experience. I hope you enjoyed the video. And like I said, this was a one-off video for my channel. And next week, we will be right back with regularly scheduled programming. So until my next video, God bless.